You want to know that there's a reason why everything is happening around you, that it's all meant to help you and facilitate greater joy and expansion in your life. Sometimes we have to go through these things in order to get to where we actually want to be. You know, the obstacle is the way. Obstacles are here to help us. And that's really what Buffalo Energy is all about. It's about running towards the obstacle, not being afraid of it, being open, being ready, saying yes to the whole thing, because it's all part of it. It's all connected. It's all part of it. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. This is a super powerful month. I'm really excited to share this energy update with you. If you are new to the podcast, you have really joined in on a super powerful episode. These energy updates are something that I do every single month at the beginning of the month. They are by far the most downloaded episodes, and you are in for a real, real treat today. I am a teacher and a coach. I have some life-changing workshops. Be sure to check out all of my offerings at thetransformationschool.com. You can also see some free offerings in the show notes below. If you are not subscribed or following the show, be sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. I do have some exciting news. I have done a drawing for a magic session. So magic sessions are literally like the most powerful one-on-one session that you will ever receive. In magic sessions, I used my intuitive skill sets and abilities, the same intuitive skill sets that I use to share these monthly energy updates. I use those one-on-one in magic sessions. And every like 5 to 6 months, I do a drawing for one lucky winner to win a magic session. If you would like to be entered in to win this magic session, for the next drawing, all you have to do is leave a written 5-star review on Apple and you will automatically be entered in to win. So I use a random number generator to choose who wins a magic session. And the review that has won the magic session is by Dr. Ryan Nolan. And the review was, "Wow, I enjoyed listening to this. The August episode in particular really spoke to me. Will be listening into every episode from now on." So Ryan, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. You have won a one-on-one magic session with me. I cannot wait to do this magic session for you. Congratulations. Today is a powerful one. I'm so excited for you to listen. So without further ado, let's get into it. Wow, November, 2 months left in 2024. Oh my goodness. Okay, there's a lot of interesting energy this month, so let's get into it. First thing I want to talk about is the underlying energetics that I'm feeling for the month. When I tune into the month, I'm kind of getting this visual and this energy of, it's like a rumbling and a herd of buffalo. So it's kind of like, if you will visualize this with me, you're in a field in like a hilly place, you hear a rumbling, the earth is rumbling, and then like a huge herd of buffalo come up over a hill. Now, buffalo, from what I have learned, are one of the only, or at least one of the few animals that actually run towards a storm. So buffalo running towards the center of a storm is kind of the energy of the month. That's the energy required this month, is you want to turn towards the storm. Now, it may not feel like a quote storm to you. So Some of you listening, it is going to feel like a big storm. Others of you listening, it's going to feel more like a sunny day, like a totally sunny day with slight rain showers in the afternoon. But like a buffalo, you want to run towards the rain showers when they come. Overall, the feeling here is you don't want to be afraid of the rain or the rain clouds. You don't want to be afraid of the unfolding. You want to trust the unfolding. You want to turn towards everything that's happening, go towards it, and trust the unfolding. So let's talk about each one of these themes. Theme number one, trust in the person you're becoming while you continue to awaken even more. Trust the timing of your journey as it unfolds. So let's take the first part of this. Trust in the person you're becoming while you continue to awaken even more. So you're still in the process of changing, especially if you've been listening to the energy updates for the last 3 to 4 months. There's been a really big change and transformation that has taken place. And most especially if you do personal development work, whether it's with me in one of my courses or maybe you're in a lot of therapy. But if you are really, really focusing on your personal development, then you have likely seen a lot of change and transformation in your life currently. So this month, you're still in the process of changing, but as we change and evolve, there comes a point where we have to start to trust ourselves and the new person that we're becoming. So sometimes when we're on the trajectory of change, it can at times almost feel like it's so much that we almost don't recognize ourselves. And in that moment, we have a bit of a choice to make. We can either kind of freak out and be like, whoa, I don't even know who I'm becoming. I don't know what this is all about. And then we retract and we return to old behaviors, or we shut down a little bit, or we really lean into it and we say, you know what, I'm going to trust myself, I'm going to trust the process, and I'm going to trust this new person that I am becoming. Trusting the new person you are becoming facilitates integration. So when we're transitioning from an old version of us to a new version of us, eventually we want to evolve out of the transitional period and then be in a more integrated, secure position in the new kind of person that we are becoming. And one thing that helps us to do that and really to become solidified in the new version of us is to trust ourselves and trust the new decisions we're making, the new clothes we're wearing, the new people we're inviting into our life, the new energy that we are embodying. Trusting it facilitates integration. Now, the theme is trust in the person you're becoming while you continue to awaken even more. So the energy I'm getting around this is more people will wake up this month to a higher purpose for themselves. So more and more people this month are going to connect with the truth that maybe they're meant for more. It's like a sudden kind of revelation or even a desire awakening within people of, is there more here? Is there more to my life? Is there more to what I'm doing? Am I actually meant to be more than I previously thought? Is my purpose and my mission in life bigger than I previously thought? Am I here to actually be doing something bigger in the world? Not that like you're not big enough, but it's like, you're so amazing. Okay. You are so amazing. How much of your amazingness are you actually showing to people? How much are you actually shining? Do you even recognize your own power? That's kind of part of what you're waking up to is like, I have been underestimating myself and I can do more in the world. Again, this is like not like a, you need to do more in the world. It's like, no, I just can. Like I can and I want to, and I've been suppressing that in myself. That's kind of what you're waking up to. So trust in the person you're becoming while you continue to awaken even more. So awakening even more to more changes and to maybe like a bigger purpose for yourself than you had previously imagined. Now, the second part of this theme is trust the timing of your journey as it unfolds. You may feel at certain points this month like you're out of time, or maybe you want things to move faster. Maybe you want more clarity or more answers, or you want the finished product. You want the next 1,000 steps. You're still in a bit of transition. But the interesting thing is like the energy here in theme number one, part of the energy here is an impatience. So you have impatience. The month overall is not a super liminal or transitional energy, even though, yes, most of us are still going through a change. Sometimes a month that is really big about change and transition and like huge, huge shifts is also extremely foggy and liminal and disorienting. This month is actually not so much like that. Yes, you are going to be transitioning and still changing, but it's not like there's a fog. Instead, it's almost like you're just so impatient because you want so much clarity and you want the final product that you almost feel like there's a fog. But if you just slow down and take a breath, you can realize that like it's actually not that foggy. You actually do have quite a bit of clarity, even if you don't have all the clarity you want. You actually do have anchor points. You kind of do know who you're becoming. Even though you may feel a little disoriented, it's not all foggy. It's not like you know nothing. But sometimes when we're so impatient, we can almost create a story like we know nothing. So there's an energy of impatience here, of not enough time, of not wanting to wait for the journey to unfold, and an energy of like wanting to rush forward. Now, interestingly, I'm not feeling like what you should do about that is just slow down to a halt. Like you don't necessarily need to slow down, but what you should do is fall back into trust and trust the timing of your own journey as it unfolds. So the way to work with this energy is just, first of all, like, thank goodness you're listening to this episode, because when impatience does come up for you, then you will know, okay, impatience in general is just part of the energetics of this month. And just because I'm feeling impatient or I'm wanting all the answers or I'm wanting all the clarity or I'm wanting all the manifestations, and if they're not all here all at once right in this moment as I'm feeling impatient, that doesn't mean that I'm not supported. It doesn't mean that I actually don't have clarity, because if I slow down and think about it, I actually do have a lot of clarity. Manifestations are actually coming in. I actually do have the next few steps that I want. And what's coming up here is more so of a, almost like I want to say a touch of freak out energy. And this goes back into like, you need to trust the person you're becoming while you continue. Because sometimes if we're changing a lot and there is a little disorientation energy, we can start to panic and again, feel impatient. And it causes us to distrust and want to retract, because we want to retract into what's comfortable, and what's comfortable is what's familiar, because that's just all the way it's always been. So sometimes like people will go through these big transformational changes, but then if they don't trust themselves, trust the journey and integrate it, they may hit this threshold of feeling a little bit freaked out, and then they may go into contraction, and they may go revert back to old behaviors because that was what was comfortable to them and their nervous system. So this is why trusting is so crucial this month, and why you want to have this like really empowered buffalo energy where you can run straight into the discomfort and the dis-ease and the impatience and just run right into it and be like, okay, I know what's happening here. I know that maybe I'm a little unstable because so much has changed. And that's causing me to create all of these stories, stories about how nothing is moving fast enough, stories about how I'm not supported, stories about how maybe I've changed too much, stories about how maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. And if I can just recognize that these stories are going to come up for me right around this time before I really integrate something, I can relax and trust. I can fall back. I can trust in the unfolding. So the way to kind of leverage this energy is like, this energy will feel like a pressure, like kind of a rushing energy. And if you use it correctly, it will actually accelerate you. So what you want to do is you want to harness it to keep moving forward by trusting and continuing to take leaps. It's like your nervous system is going to say, oh my God, I'm impatient and I don't trust and I'm freaking out a little bit. So let's go back to old behaviors and get really small. You want to do the opposite and you want to keep moving forward and trusting and keep taking more leaps, because the more leaps that you take and the more that you move forward, the more your integration will kind of follow you versus letting this energy totally spin you out, trigger your nervous system, get you frustrated and overwhelm you. So you want to trust the timing of your journey as it unfolds. It's moving at the perfect pace for you. Okay. I know sometimes it feels like it's moving too fast. Other times maybe it's moving too slow. And it's almost like actually this month, it's kind of like you're getting a mix of those two energies. You're going to feel at certain points like you've been changing too fast. And then at other points, you're going to feel like nothing's really happening and it's going too slow. And it's like a perfect storm. It's almost like, you know, when a tornado forms, you have kind of the hot and the cold air, and that's kind of what is happening here. And that's why you want to be the buffalo and move right to the center of the storm. So if you stay on the outside of that storm, on the outside of that tornado, it's going to spin you out and you're going to be frustrated and you're ultimately going to end up reverting back to your comfort zone and old behaviors that ultimately are not serving you. So instead of staying on the outskirts of that, you want to run to the center of the storm. And I think by and large, just like knowing this energy is going to be present is what will help you to drop in and trust. So I would say bookmark this episode. Anytime you're feeling impatient, listen to at the very least this theme number one to just remind yourself that sometimes this happens before we integrate a new phase of who we are and before things settle down a little bit. That's totally normal. But what we want to do is we want to focus on trusting ourselves, trusting the journey, trusting we are supported, trusting our intuition. And as long as we can just trust and hold the pose, we will eventually integrate it and that energy of disorder will eventually fade. So let's take a slow deep breath into that, breathing in through your nose and a big sigh out. Theme number two. Now, theme number two, I just want to say, is going to be contributing a little bit to a sense of nervous system dysregulation a little bit. And kind of in that theme number one, it could spin you out a little bit if you resist it. And so again, this is why we want to be like the buffalo and not resist it and go straight towards it. Because if we do, it's actually going to massively open us up and be a really, really beautiful, energetic and moving force. So theme number two is endings. Letting go of what is no longer meant for you. So what is meant for you has space to come in. Okay. Sometimes there's an energy of just like letting things go. And that's the energy that we're dealing with in our life. And there's like losses and there's grief and there's letting things go. And there's moving into kind of a winter period in our life. And then sometimes there's an energy of letting go that occurs because the universe has something actually bigger and better that it wants to bring to us, but we aren't ready for it in our life. It's like we aren't yet at the level of that manifestation, number one. And number two, there's not space in our life for that manifestation to come in because it's full. Like our life is full and we're maybe stuck in old behaviors here and there or stuck in an old identity. And in order for us to really receive this manifestation, we need to change and create space. So we need to like uplevel who we are and be at the right resonance for that manifestation to come in. And we need to create space in our life for that manifestation to come in. And so sometimes what the universe will do is it will kind of force it. Like something could shift abruptly, or we could go through kind of like an ego death or a dark night of the soul or an emotional, I want to say, kind of breakdown internally. Maybe something doesn't even happen externally. Sometimes it can just happen internally where we're suddenly like, whoa, what's happening? And we feel like grief or loss or something inside of us. And that's like the universe kind of giving us an energy of like, you have to hurry up and let this go. You have to hurry up and let this relationship go. You have to hurry up and let this old version of yourself go, this egoic identity go, or you have to hurry up and let this relationship go, these people go, these activities go, a way of doing or being go, because we want to give you something more. Like something better is trying to come in and you're not hurrying up enough. You're not letting it go fast enough. And so the universe will kind of like create this really big forceful energy to just blow through you to help you to drop it. And it is helping you. I mean, I know when we're in it, it doesn't feel like that. Sometimes it feels like, oh, like a shedding of skin and it's difficult. And there can be a lot of anger or grief or a lot of resistance that can come up. But once you've let it go, it's so unbelievably freeing. So the interesting thing is this is actually happening collectively. Like it's not just happening in your life. It's going to be happening in pretty much everyone's life. Maybe not everyone's going to be aware that it's happening to them. And maybe they're going to be resisting it and fighting it and not allowing it to happen. But the energy is there for it to happen. And again, This is all about the buffalo. You want to run right towards it and let it. So in a month where the collective energy is such that it's facilitating you letting go, it's helping you let go, it's helping you in things, you really want to use it. Like, use that energy to cut out the things or let go of the things that are no longer serving you or are just ready to go. Like, sometimes, for instance, if someone dies, it's not like, oh, that person died because they weren't serving you. Sometimes it's just like that chapter has ended. And so we lovingly let go because that chapter has ended and it's time for a new chapter. And the universe can't bring you the new things. You can't be the new version of you while you're still in the old chapter. You have to step into the new chapter. So sometimes it's about letting things go that, I mean, usually it's about letting things go that are no longer aligned for you and no longer serving you. And then sometimes it's about, it's just time, like the timing here again, like trust the timing. It's just time for you to let it go. And it's not necessarily like that thing was a detriment, but it's time for you to let it go nonetheless. One thing to ask yourself is, what are you doing? Who are you being that is no longer you? With those things, it's time to walk away, let go, and move forward. Now, whenever we try to do that, there's a lot of energy and emotions that can come up. There's grief. There can be some confusion. There can be a real energy of clinging, of like internal clinging. I don't want to let go. And like the buffalo, we got to just move into that. We have to process, feel our emotions, do a lot of journaling. If you are a student of mine in any of my courses, but particularly in my course, Your Life's Work, you have loads of tools that you can use, particularly reprogramming to help you move through this and let go. Once you accept and release whatever it is that you need to let go of, you will actually feel energy and relief. You will feel more energized and you will feel a sense of relief. Like, oh, I mean, it really is like a snake shedding its skin. While it's shedding, maybe it's really uncomfortable and icky and you don't want to be doing it. But then once it's all gone, there's like a relief to that. And there's an expansion and there's like a, oh, okay, yeah, this is the new me. The big thing behind this energy of endings and letting go is that there's more going on here than you see or know. Like sometimes when we're in the process of grieving or letting go of things in our life or old parts of us, old versions of us, we can feel so lonely and isolated, but you are more supported than you could possibly dream right now. And again, this is happening for you. So this isn't just an energy of letting go. It's an energy of moving towards what you've always wanted and who you're meant to be. When we let go of something, we aren't just like losing parts of ourselves. We're actually making space. We're making room for something more. And although a lot of times when we have to let something go, it feels like we're not ready, I am really feeling like you are. Just because you don't feel ready doesn't mean you aren't. You're ready to let go. If you weren't, it wouldn't be happening. So you're ready to let go because here's the thing, the something more that the universe has for you is already headed in your direction. It's already on its way. And that's why this is happening right now. Sometimes loss or grief, as I've mentioned here, is thrust upon us to get us more ready for something more or better or more authentic that's coming in. That is what is happening this month. So you want to feel it all and let go so you can be ready and open to receive whatever it is that's about to happen for you or that is about to come in. It's like there's a rush of letting go energy because right behind it, there's a big rush of what feels like manifestations, like a big rush of new energy, a big rush of the things that you're wanting, trying to come in. But there has to be that rush before it of clearing out. And that's what this is. That's what this is for. So theme number two, endings, letting go of what is no longer meant for you. So what is meant for you has space to come in. Let's take a slow deep breath into that, breathing in through your nose. And a big exhale out. Theme number three, first signs of manifestations, miracles, joy, and synchronicities coming in. So, wow, this is basically exactly what I just said, that you're going to feel a wave of the letting go energy, and then you're going to feel a wave of manifestations coming in. But there is a little caveat to this. Let me get to this. So this month, if you look around and notice, you will find that there are small manifestations occurring. There are miracles, synchronicities, lucky coincidences, and more joy available to you. But again, there's also an energy of impatience. So it's not necessarily like, okay, the first half of the month, you're going to have a letting go energy, and then the second half of the month, you're going to have manifestations. They're actually going to occur a little bit concurrently, because sometimes manifestations that come in are joy or lucky coincidences or miracles and that kind of thing can actually facilitate a letting go. So it's going to happen, a lot of it, at the same time. Now, the more that you let go, the more the energy of manifestations and what you're wanting can actually enter. But by and large, it's going to happen at the same time. These may not be like hitting you over the head manifestations. I mean, some of them may be big. Okay, for sure. Yes, I am getting that. Some of them may be big. But then also you're going to have a whole lot of smaller ones that are just littered all over the place. But again, there's also an energy of impatience if we go back to theme number one. So it's really a balancing. And then, of course, theme number two is an energy of letting go and grief. So you have theme number one of like trusting your unfolding and continuing to evolve and expand, along with an energy of impatience and a little bit of disorder. Theme number two is endings and letting go. And then we have theme number three of these beautiful signs of manifestations, miracles, joy, and synchronicities coming in. So it's really a balancing act this month, because there is more flow and more abundance, but because you have like an energy of impatience that may come up, there can also be an inner demand for more that can rise up, almost like a feeling like it's not enough. So because of that impatience, like you may actually come up with stories in your mind or feel in your body like, well, this isn't enough. You may look around at your abundance and the flow and the ways that you are being supported and think to yourself, like, this isn't enough. I want more. So your goal this month then is to notice what is happening and have deep gratitude for the abundance that is occurring and the manifestations that are coming in. Like, really receive them. Linger with them. Rejoice in them. And notice when you're believing it's not enough. There's a balancing energy of the impatience, the grief, the letting go with what is coming in. And the best thing to do, honestly, with it all is to say yes to it all. Just say, okay, yes, I feel impatience. Yes, I'm going to let that energy move through me. Yes, I feel some grief. I feel some anger. I feel some resistance. Yes, I'm going to let that move through me. Yes, I also see like joy, abundance, manifestations, synchronicities, miracles. I'm going to let that move through me too. I have an episode coming up next week or right after this one, essentially, that is really about this, about trusting the constraint and saying yes to it all. I would highly recommend listening to that. It's interesting because I've already placed it in my podcast schedule to be after this one. And that was even before I knew that this was the energy update. So definitely listen to the episode that is right after this one, because that will really, really help you with this. But ultimately, the constraints that are here this month are here to teach you and free you. So wherever you do feel constraints in your life, or you feel like you're not receiving enough and you want more, you want to say yes to those, because they're all actually here to help you and serve you in some way. And along with that, you want to notice where and how you do have what you need and you are being supported. And in fact, there is a great deal of abundance showing up and around you. So first signs of manifestations, miracles, joy, and synchronicities are coming in. And I feel like the interesting thing here in terms of like first signs is I do feel like there's more coming. It's just like those two waves I was talking about. The first one is like a clearing wave, and then the second one is more manifestations. But this month you will be feeling like more of them, like first signs of them. And you want to soak in it, like soak in it. Let yourself feel the joy. Okay, hold on to those, because you really need that to balance out the month. And yeah, more is coming. But you know, honestly, what helps more to come is to soak in the gratitude and be in an energy of abundance and of gratitude and of not resisting the things that you feel like aren't going your way. Lean into those, say yes to everything. That is going to be key. So let's take a big deep breath into theme number three, breathing in through your nose and a big exhale out of your mouth. Theme number four, theme number four really surprised me. I didn't expect this theme. And interestingly, it feels really powerful and really poignant. And so, yeah, I really want you to take this theme in because it was an unexpected theme and yet it feels really, really important. So theme number four is be honest about who you are. Be honest about who you are. It just feels like a stark truth, like we all need to hear and take in. I mean, I personally have actually been sitting with this theme all day since I was feeling into these themes and channeling these themes in this morning. Be honest about who you are. I've just been really, really sitting with that. So the first thing I'm feeling about this is that there's going to be more truth that is demanded in the world. Like, kind of I'm feeling disclosure on the world stage. So there's going to be truths revealed in the world this month, just in a bigger way. And I feel like authenticity is also going to be valued more, and people just that aren't truth tellers or that have been lying maybe are going to be exposed. Lies themselves will be exposed. I just feel like, yeah, it's just a big month for the value of truth and being honest and others being honest with us, but mostly us being honest with ourselves. So there's an overall energy of more truthfulness that is required this month. And again, especially in terms of how it applies to this episode and this podcast, first and foremost, this energy is going to be with yourself. Being honest about who you are with yourself. So I do feel like we're going to all receive some clarity and revelations within you, within us. So you're going to have clarity and revelations within you about who you are and who you are not. Just some like, oh yeah, that isn't me, or that is me, or that doesn't feel aligned, or that does feel aligned. And I think we're just going to be realizing it more. Like, we all hide ourselves in certain ways without realizing it because of fear of rejection or fear of failure or all of these fears, right? And then if you do any self-reflection whatsoever, you over time will sometimes make a realization of like, wow, I've been hiding that part of myself. And then once you have that realization or that revelation, or you finally see that you have been hiding parts of yourself, you then have this moment where you have to translate that into who you are in the world. You have to decide, like, am I going to be honest? Am I going to be honest with first myself and then with other people in my life and people in my family and people I work with and people in the world? So you want to think about how this new kind of honesty that's forming within you is going to be translated into the world. How are you going to be more honest in your relationships, your work, your mission in the world? And for you, it may just be like one little category or one little thing, or maybe it's across the board. You're just feeling like, wow, I've been hiding my authentic self even from myself, and it's time to be honest. So the question here is, where do you need to be more honest with yourself and with others in the world? And that is going to be an intensely personal question, and it's going to look so different for so many people. For some people, I feel like it's just going to be having an honest conversation with someone in their life and saying like, hey, I'm honestly hurt, or I've been feeling X, and just doing that is going to be enough. For others, it's going to be really big and being honest, maybe in a really public way. Sending out a big honest email or having a big honest podcast episode or telling a big group of people something that you've been holding back. It's going to be really different for everyone. Maybe some of you are going to be creating in a new way that's more honest and authentic to who you really are. Or maybe it's even just like starting out with being honest with yourself. Like, yeah, I'm not happy with this aspect of my life, or this is not really who I am, or I've been doing this thing and it doesn't even feel like me. feels like almost like the rumbling of the buffalo going to the center of the storm will allow like a crack, a fissure, like almost kind of some earthquake energy that will allow this honesty to come up from the center of the earth and be revealed to you. And when we can be with that and hold that and acknowledge that and then be real with ourselves and real with the people in our lives about that, that is the key to a beautiful fucking life. I mean, I'm telling you, that is the key. Being honest with yourself and with others and being authentic is the key to a joyful, fulfilled, thriving life. So we want to honor those things and we want to make space for them and we want to be real with ourselves and with others. So let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And an exhale out of your mouth. Okay, let's run back through these themes to really solidify them. Theme number one is trust in the person you're becoming while you continue to awaken even more. Trust the timing of your journey as it unfolds. Theme number two, endings, letting go of what is no longer meant for you, so what is meant for you has space to come in. Theme number three, first signs of manifestations, miracles, joy, and synchronicities coming in. And theme number four, be honest about who you are. As you've been listening, if you feel like you know someone in your life that could really benefit from this episode, pass it along to them. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. If you leave a written review on Apple, you will get entered in to win a 1-on-1 magic session with me. And again, don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Now, as we close out here, I want to just iterate that one thing that I feel like is very strong and is really coming in is that you are supported. No matter what happens to you this month, whether you fall into the category of, wow, this feels like an enormous storm and it's really hard for me to run to the center of it and be that buffalo energy, or it's like, actually, this feels like a really sunny day and there are a lot of manifestations, there is a lot of abundance, and yeah, there are some rain showers, but it's not actually that hard for me to run towards them. No matter what camp you fall in, you want to know that you're supported. You want to know that there's a reason why everything is happening around you, that it's all meant to help you and facilitate greater joy and expansion in your life. Sometimes we have to go through these things in order to get to where we actually want to be. You know, the obstacle is the way. Obstacles are here to help us. And that's really what buffalo energy is all about. It's about running towards the obstacle, not being afraid of it, being open, being ready, saying yes to the whole thing, because it's all part of it. It's all connected. It's all part of it. We just need to trust. If we can trust that we are held, trust that it's all happening for a reason, trust that it's all part of it, then it will help us to move through it more easily. So take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out of your mouth. Put your hands up over your heart and just say to yourself, I'm ready. I trust this journey as it unfolds. I know that whatever is happening for me. And I am open to receiving life on life's terms. Now, no matter how rainy or sunny this month is, I want you to notice all the magic that's unfolding around you, all of the miracles, all of the manifestations, because no matter who you are and what this month holds, there is magic there waiting for you. So get out there, be in your life, say yes to the whole thing, and trust the journey as it unfolds before you.